Drive Time on RT Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When it comes to pensions, performance counts. Speak to a financial broker about a Zurich pension.
Now, Minister for Defence Antonish Micheál Martin has said that the news that UNIFIL troops in Nakura in Lebanon have again been fired upon by Israel, injuring two soldiers, was reckless and intimidatory. The Defence Forces have confirmed that all Irish UNIFIL troops in southern Lebanon are well and accounted for. In its first response, the Israeli military has said the UN troops were inadvertently injured during combat with Hezbollah. For more on this now, I'm joined by Minister of State with responsibility for EU Affairs and Defence, Jennifer Carroll McNeill, who's with me in studio. Minister, you're very welcome to the programme. This is obviously a very dangerous situation. What's your reaction?
Very dangerous, very seriously escalating, and completely unacceptable that any country that Israel would fire on near or anywhere near UNIFIL peacekeepers. Peacekeepers are there to do exactly that, keep the peace. They have been there since the 70s in this region. Israel know exactly where they are, and this escalation of violence is simply unacceptable and has to be condemned in the strongest terms. We have to support peacekeepers.
What will the Irish government do?
Well, the Irish government will continue as it is, working with our UN partners, working with our UNIFIL partners to maintain our mission, to maintain being the eyes and ears of that part of that region, supporting our defence forces and their families, as our defence forces are there in difficult conditions and conditions that are becoming more difficult, continuing to liaise with families to reassure them about the communication that we have and the situation that is evolving.
But what will you do specifically about Irish soldiers being fired upon? The French government, for example, has summoned the Israeli ambassador. Has the Irish government been in contact with the Israeli government?
The Irish government is in constant contact with all of the different governments in the region.
This?
Not specifically in relation to this, but our liaison is with UNIFIL, and our partnership is with UNIFIL overwhelmingly in relation to this.
How will you get the Irish government's position on this specifically across to the Israeli government?
Well, for example, the Irish government liaises through its normal diplomatic channels with Israel. But it's also very clear what the Irish position is, both, for example, within Ireland, within the European Union, and just this week with the Taoiseach articulating yet again the Irish position to the President of the United States and making very clear the Irish position on all of these different multilateral
issues. So you've been in contact with the Israeli ambassador, have you?
Cormac, we use the same diplomatic channels all the time in regular ways.
So what have you said to the Israeli ambassador, who I know is not here, about this specific incident?
Our focus is, our representation is the Irish ambassador in Israel, and we communicate in normal diplomatic channels on a whole range of different matters. Our focus here is through our engagement with UNIFIL, through our Defence Forces engagement with UNIFIL, and also through the Irish government representation with the UN Secretary General, in specifically the UN Secretary General for Peacekeeping, Jean Lacroix, where the Taoiseach is in regular updates with him. But UNIFIL is a broader mission. There are 10,000 troops there from 50 different countries, and we work within that mission. We work within that mandate. We don't take solo runs. We work very much within that.
So what did the Taoiseach mean then when he said we have to put down a marker to Israel that this is unacceptable behaviour?
We continue to make that case. The Taoiseach is the Minister for Defence. The Taoiseach is making this case at the European Council meeting next week, in Washington last week, and through all of the diplomatic and multilateral channels that we have, as we always do,
from Israel here is that hours before the incident, they say, the IDF instructed UNIFIL personnel to enter into protected spaces and remain there. This instruction was in place at the time of the incident. It almost seems like they're saying, we warned you.
Israel are exactly aware of where the peacekeeping troops from all of the different countries are. Any injury that occurs to a peacekeeper is absolutely reprehensible. They know where they are.
Is it a war crime?
That's for a court to say. That's not for me to say. That's for an international court to say.
Is it something that's being considered by the Irish government?
Well, the Irish government is supportive of all of the different international court mechanisms, but it's not for me to make determinations that international courts should make.
My question,
is
Ireland pursue Israel at the ICJ over this?
Well, Ireland has already joined cases relating to Israel at the ICJ,
but I know that you'd like me
to answer all of these things today, right now, for you in this moment, Cormac.
Mm-hmm. For the families
but we know, Cormac, we operate in steady diplomatic channels. We join ICJ cases, we support the International Criminal Court, but we don't take preemptive steps, and we certainly don't do it on the radio. What we do is we are serious players in a multilateral system. And we have joined cases against Israel in the ICJ. And we also reflect on our own position following the ICJ judgment, the advisory opinion of this year, for example. We are taking additional advice in relation to what can happen with the EU Israel trade agreement, what we can think of in our what's possible within our own domestic legal structures. And so we operate within that system all of the time in relation to the families. And of course, they are our peacekeepers are absolutely our first concern, and also their families and what the families are going through, knowing that their sons and daughters are in an escalating situation. The first and most important thing, as the chief of staff has said, is our soldiers are extraordinary professionals, and they are trying to fulfil their mandate in very difficult circumstances, but they are also trying to fulfil their mandate. We are in constant contact as well with their families, and we have family liaison support officers to be able to do that, to provide additional information, in particular when communications might be more difficult, because Wi-Fi, for example, can come and go in these very difficult circumstances.
And that's been discussed widely on Liveline, I'm sure you've heard as well. Are they getting their full rations, practical stuff like that? Do they have adequate shelter and protection?
We have, the UNIFIL mission has, provided contingency plans for this scenario. There is rations, there is food, there is water, there are supplies there, as anticipated, and that is managed. And there is about 30 days built up in anticipation of that.
The UNIFIL spokesperson, Andrea Tenenti, said, "We will be there," in relation to the UNIFIL position and posting. "We will be there," he said, "until it becomes impossible for us to be there." Now, who decides that it is impossible? Is it the officers on the ground, or is it the various governments like government?
It's a combination, first and foremost, the UNIFIL mission itself. But that is done very much in conjunction with the Irish Defence Forces participation. So that is a dialogue all of the time. It is led by a Spanish commander, but we have our own representation there. And there is a collaboration in relation to that. We have signed up to a broader peacekeeping mission that has been there since the 70s. Mm-hmm. The real danger is, if we leave, will we ever get back there? And there are places in this world where, because we have a peacekeeping presence, we have an eyes and ears on behalf of the UN and on behalf of the countries that want to see and maintain peace in those regions, that is extremely valuable. We can't fix everything. It is not a peace enforcement mission. It is a peacekeeping mission. But it has proved extremely useful to that region over time. It is an escalating and dangerous situation. Mm-hmm. But it is a decision that is a very difficult one to take, but will be made by UNIFIL, and the Irish government will participate in that, and the Irish Defence Forces.
Do you fear that the position, the UNIFIL position, where the Irish soldiers are, could be fired upon again by Israel?
It is a dangerous and escalating situation. There is simply no question about that. And we have, our soldiers, the same as everybody else, take the precautions that are designed within the mission to protect themselves, because our peacekeepers' safety is our first priority. And so that is managed on a day-to-day basis by the command and by Lieutenant Tom Fox.
Can I ask you, and the Lebanese ambassador told us in this programme at 5 o'clock, that Israel, we must hold Israel to account, he says. And we've discussed the various ways in which you're trying to do that as an Irish government. But shouldn't the Taoiseach, when he met with President Biden some days ago, shouldn't he have demanded that the US stop supplying weapons to Israel?
I think what the Taoiseach said is that we all have different levers that we can use, as we are trying to focus on the EU-Israel trade agreement, which is a lever that we believe that we can influence and that we are trying to influence on a case, week by week within the European Union. And the Taoiseach would have made the case that the arms, so sale of arms or supply of arms, is a lever that is the one for the US to use.
It is also the case. When the Taoiseach Micheál Martin was asked if the flow of weapons to Israel from the US should be stopped, he said, "I've said that already. The flow of weaponry is obviously an issue in terms of Israel's position in terms of continuing the war." And I just wonder, given what we know now in terms of firing at UN peacekeepers, I mean, should the Taoiseach have been more forthright?
Well, I'm sorry, I don't distinguish between, firing at civilians. I mean, UN peacekeepers are well-trained soldiers. I take much more seriously, again, the destruction that has been wrought on civilians in the region.
Been more forthright?
The Taoiseach is one of the most forthright politicians globally in relation to the protection of the Palestinian people, mm-hmm. and the overwhelming overreach by Israel on all of these, the disproportionate response on every matter, on every matter. And the Taoiseach and the President of the United States discussed that last week. But the Taoiseach and the Taoiseach globally are two of the most outspoken politicians in defence of civilian life in Gaza, defence of civilian life in Lebanon, and criticism of Israel. And at the same time, we must also express our sorrow for the civilian death that happened in Israel. Mm-hmm. But the reaction, but you can do that and also condemn the disproportionate, wildly disproportionate reaction by Israel and the death and destruction that has happened in Gaza and Lebanon also. And we stick with the multilateral path, we stick with international courts, and we try to use the levers that are available to us, in particular in the EU, where we have brought the position to the Irish position in relation to ceasefire, unhindered humanitarian access and the return of the hostages. And we continue to do that next week, the Taoiseach and I, both at the General Affairs Council and at the European Council. And we will be doing that again.
OK. Minister of State Jennifer Carroll McNeill of Fine Gael, Míle Buíochas Leat.